So when I was in Israel a few years ago, in Shana Aleph, so I davened at a large yeshiva in Yerushalayim sometimes. And one time, I always remember this, so yeshiva she yeshiva, and one of the Baalei Kriya, one of the Baal Kore, was a yontif, and he got up there and he was trying to conform to the nusach yeshiva by doing oi instead of oh, because I guess he grew up saying oh instead of oi. And he kept on botching the Kriya Satori. And he kept on going back, and everyone kept on correcting him and screaming at him, and he was messing up. I guess the rule at that yeshiva was you had to conform to oi instead of oh. And it really ruined the whole Kriya Satori. The question is, are you obligated to do that? Are you obligated to conform? I know here in Sephardi is here, yes, no Sephardim. So you're in Ashkenazi or in Nusach Sephard Shul. So do you have to conform and say, you know, a suf instead of a tuf, right? The you know, give me a good word. I don't know. Kriyat, is it Kriyat Shema or is it Kriyat Shema, right? I don't know. Something like that. You need to conform. What about you have to do the comments in the Pasach, right? Patach, Pasach, same thing, right?
Here's so another thing is when they say Kaddish, they say Revach. They should
conform to Kaddish. No, don't get so mad at the smart in one second. One second. What about Nochum? We could attack you. What about Chassidish and Nusach? No, so you're allowed to do a Chassidish. No, so you're allowed to do a Chassidish. No, but you're allowed to do a Chassidish and Nusach in the Witvish Shul. So it's a Havara. What about when you're down for the Amud? So what about that? So what's that?
So it's also different between the accent versus the
Nusach. Correct. We're going to get to it in a second. Okay. So it all really starts in our Mishnah Berurah. We'll work our way backwards a little bit. Mishnah Berurah, quoting a Magen Avraham, is talking about a very innocuous topic. Piyutim. Should he say piyutim? Should he not say piyutim in the middle of davening? So the Mishnah Berurah, quoting a Magen Avraham, quotes, Moreno Reb Chaim Vital was very careful in the name of the Ari that he would never say piyutim and pismonim except what Rabbi Elazar HaKalir set up. Okay, you would never say piyutim. However, he writes, "Umikol makom heid binosh Rabbeinu Chaim Vital aviv," that when he was a shliach tzibur on Yamim Norayim, he would say all the viduyim and all the piyutim, because that was the minhag of the shul. So, in other words, even though your personal minhag is to do X, he would conform and do Y when he was the shliach tzibur. So that is what it says. Seems pretty nice, and you know, achdus of Klal Yisrael, you join in with the chazan, and when you're in the chazan, you join in with the kahal. Makes a lot of sense. However, then the two lines later, the Mishnah Berurah is still quoting, for the most part, the Magen Avraham. It says, "Omnam haminhagim shenoagu bishrashei atfila." Minhagim that you have that are related to the roots of tefillah, the main points of tefillah. L'kulei alma ein l'shanos kol echad miminag mekomo. Mekomo means his parents, not like the place that he is. Miminag mekomo kagon minusach Ashkenaz l'svardo lehepich v'chol kahai gavna. Kishneim asur sh'arim bashamayim. There are 12 gates in God's heaven. Shneim asur shvatim connected with 12 shvatim. V'chol shevet yeshol shar u'minag levad. Everyone has their own personal minag. You should stick to your minag. God answers everyone within their own minhag. So all of a sudden you have like an about face. First of all, we just said that for when it comes to piyutim, okay, you should conform to the shul that you're in if you're the shliach tzibur. Now the Mishnah Berurah seems to be very pro people following their own minhag of their father. Now, does that mean when you, and listen to this, wait, one more line. As we just said, I read that last line again. We need Dina, Hashkenazim Hamispalim Imasvardim, okay? Ola Hefich, or opposite, we're not taking any sides over here. Yotzi de Chovas Tfiwa. The Yotzi de Chovas Tfiwa. But in other words, if I'm an Ashkenazi and I'm davening in a Sfard shul, or a Sfard in an Ashkenazi shul, and I'm davening in the back row, and I want to do my own Nusach, Kol HaKavod, says the Mishnah Berurah, because that's my father's minug. I'm not bending my father's minug. Fine. Now comes the million-dollar question. That's great if you're sitting in the back of the shul. But what about if you're davening for the shliach tzibur? So does this Mishnah Berurah also say that you should daven your own parents' nusach, or do you have to conform to the tzibur?
Oh, he said that you should daven the minhag of the shliach of the shul.
So the minhag, so Mishnah Berurah never actually said that. He said that when piyutim. But what about for now, for when it comes to your own nusach? So there's a story that everyone quotes over there, Nassan Ador, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. He was very makbid that no matter where he went, he davened his own nusach, even if it was shliach tzibur. But then all the achronim nowadays try to push off that story. oh, that was Rav Nosson Adra, that was once in a while, once in a blue moon, you know. But for everyone else, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, says others, says the Tshuva Sfan Hagus, when you are the Shliach Tzibur, you must conform to the Nusach HaTvila, meaning Ashkenaz and Svard, at least. If you're davening an Ashkenaz shul, you got to daven Ashkenaz. If you're davening in a Svard shul, you got to daven like the Svaradim Edut Mizrach. That is what we would say when you're davening for the Amt. Okay, fine. So far, so good.
You know, in Israel, I daven a couple of in the Shtibuch.
Oh, Shtibuch. So the Shtibuch are an exception, because Shtibuch don't really have their own Nusach. You know, you daven them.
Except wasn't the main shul. The main shul. Ah,
so the main shul of the Shtibuch,
no,
I don't know.
No,
yeah.
No, that's why I was there. And I was a chiv, so the guy told me, that I asked him what tefillah he said, in the main shul,
they do
is Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz, okay.
But in the other shul, it's whatever who the shlech.
And that's fine, and that's because that place doesn't have a minhag. But if you're davening in a shul which for 40 years has been Ashkenaz, you're davening for Talmud, seems pretty clear according to the poskim, you better daven Ashkenaz. If you're davening Sfard, same thing. And
so if Ashkenaz, but what you said now,
yeah.
Let's say this shul is Sfard. Let's say an Ashkenaz rock comes.
So Nusach Sfard, you should still daven.
But he bought the
You have a new Rav, I'll give him find something else. We're talking about when you're just a Baal Bas, you're down in the Shulech Tzibur, you have to conform to the Nusach of
even
that.
Even Saint Kiddush.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein says also, in addition, if you're the Chazan, in your private Shulech Esrei, that's even harder. You know, if you're an Ashkenazi, you're davening up here for the Amud, you even have to daven Nusach Svard privately. In your own private Shmona Esrei. And Moshe is all shtickle based on that, which makes it even harder. But it's pretty clear that when you're davening for the Amud, you conform to the Shul. But now comes, or really the title of the shir, is, well, what about the accent? Okay, so very good. I'm Edut Mizrach, bona fide Edut Mizrach, and I go in to daven to an Ashkenazi shul. Yeah? So you say, fine, I'll bend to these Ashkenazim. I'll get up there, I won't say Vatzmach Prokhanei, I won't say Revach, I won't say anything. I'm going to bend to the Ashkenazim, full-blown Ashkenazi order of tefillah. But do I have to say Vesof, or can I say my Tof? Can I say the Nusach, the Nusach of Ashkenaz, but with the Svaradit, you know? Or what about vice versa? I go into a Sephardi shul. Okay, so I'm going to do all the singing of the Edut Mizrach. I'm going to follow all their day. I'm going to sit in a circle, whatever it is. Fine, I'm okay with that. But I don't want to do the Tuf and the Suf. So I'm going to get up there. I'm doing my Suf. I'm not bending to the Tuf. Or the Kometz and the Pasach are totally different Nekudos. I'm not mixing the two. I'm going to do it separately. Halachom, I said, you have to do that. That's much harder, because it's much harder for me to get up there and do, you know, I could follow the Siddur and follow the Nusach Edut Mizrach, but to try to change every word and to go Vatuf is very, very hard for someone to do. Do you have to do that or not? So there's a famous tshuva 1933 by Rav Kook, who wrote a whole tshuva, again, this is almost the beginning of, you know, where Jews were starting to come to Eretz Yisrael, and when the Nusach was a very, very much on people's mind, Rav Kook writes that you shouldn't change your own private Nusach. In other words, you came from Germany and you spoke Ashkenazi, now you go and you spoke the Suf, and now you come to Eretz Yisrael, and people in Eretz Yisrael are speaking all with the Tuf. You know, you shouldn't switch from the Suf to the Tuf. You shouldn't do that. You should keep your own minug, but he's not talking about being a Chazan, but in your own private Havara, you shouldn't switch Havaras. And that seems to be the modern-day psak of the Minchas Yitzchok and Rav Moshe Feinstein, that people shouldn't switch Havaras. You know, they go off to Israel, they flip out, they unflip out, whatever it is. Whichever way you go, you know, you shouldn't switch your Havara. Yeah.
Does it mean if you shliach kibur in your private
Shmoneh Esrei? Not talking about shliach kibur at all. We're just talking about Havaras for a second. In other words, you and your private own Shmoneh Esrei sitting in the back of the shul there should never switch your Nusach of your father. Your father does the Tufts, you do the Tufts. You go to a modern school, you keep the Tufts, fine. You go to a yeshiva school, you do the Oyes. You keep the Oyes, don't flip back and forth. You should keep what it is for the most part. That seems to be the Psak. But now what about when you're davening for the Amud? Okay, so you do O, you don't do Oy. Now you're davening in a shul that they all do Oyes. So do you have to get up there and do Oy when you're davening is for the Amud? Yes or no? So for that, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say that you really should conform to the tzibur. That this is no different than, you know, Ashkenaz and Svard conforming to the tzibur. You really should conform to the tzibur as well. That's one source who says it. Second source is Rabbi Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer says that really also you should conform to the tzibur. And he gives an example of a case was where there was someone who was making kiddush in one of the hospitals for all the Svardim. You know, there's a Sephardic neighborhood, and this was an Ashkenazi rabbi, and he was going around to the hospital, to the patients, and making Kiddush. So he says that this Ashkenazi rav should make Kiddush in it with the Havara of, you know, the patient, which is, you know, the tufts and the stuff like that. Why? In order that you should be, because it's their place, it's their neighborhood, it's their, the hospital, let's say, was run by Sephardim, and therefore it was a Sephardic milk, you should switch your Havara to the conform with the Kahal. The Avnei Yishafer, the fine handler, brings a proof to the same exact psak from an interesting line in Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says people from Beit Shan shouldn't daven for the Amud in, I guess, in Yerushalayim or in other places. Why? Because Shekorin la'alfin ayin. They mess up the Alephs, they mess up the Ayins, they switch it. So what's so bad if they do Aleph and Ayin? They shouldn't duchen in those places, who cares? They mess up the Alephs and the Ayins. So I would have told you, well, maybe because they have to conform to the to the tzibur. So listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, the reason is because they're going to mess up, you know, they're going to mess up Hashem's name. They're going to say, Yo'er Hashem, well, Yo'er with an ayin is going to be cursing God. So only because of that problem should they not daven for the Amud. Otherwise, they should conform to the tzibur, and then they should daven. It's not a problem of them switching their own nusach, says the Avnei Yishafeh. The problem of them switching their own nusach when they daven for the Amud doesn't bother us. It's only a problem that they're going to come to curse God. Okay, fine. So that's why it's not such a strong line.
The question with the O's and the I's is that 20 years ago, everybody had an eye.
So let's assume that it's not the case. Let's assume that all these minhagim, for time being, they all have their own yisodos for their minhagim. Let's assume that for a second, and that's the case. Fine. That's what the Avnei Yishafeh says. You have a raya from over here. That this gemara, the whole problem was that the cursing God, otherwise switching to conform with the nusach, was not a problem as well. I saw by Reb Jachter, you know, from TABC, he brings that Reb Amital in Gush Etzion, who was, even though he's in Gush, didn't speak, I guess, Havara Sfaradit. So what did he do? But for Yom Noraim, when he would daven for the Amud, he would speak Havara Sfaradit, which was the minhag of Gush Etzion, the yeshiva of Gush Etzion. He would switch to conform with the nusach on Yom Noraim. I don't know if that's, that means that he didn't switch on the other times, but it sounds like that the hapsach is that you should switch and do the havara of the community that you are in. So the last question, is there any exceptions to this? So I saw quoted, and again, I can't really find this Ramosha inside, but they quote from Ramosha Feinstein, they quote from others as well. The Sreda Esh has a long tshuva about this as well. Now what about bar mitzvah boys? You know, it's very hard. Bar mitzvah boys, it's a Sephardish boy who's in Ashkenazi yeshiva. Yeah? Now his parents are teaching him the nusach of Havaras Sfaradit, right? And he's learning that way. Now he goes to Lane in Shul, in his yeshiva, which is an Ashkenazi yeshiva. So normally we just said he really should conform to the Ashkenazi psak. He's in an Ashkenazi yeshiva. They daven nusach Ashkenaz. And he's a Sfaradish bar mitzvah boy who's learning Havaras Sfaradit. So really we just said he should conform to the nusach of the Shul. The answer is, though, for a bar mitzvah boy, they want to say, well, look, since it's only temporary, it's only once or twice he's going to be waiting there, and, you know, it's going to be harder for him to mess up. You know, it'll be harder for him to do it correctly. He's more likely going to mess up. Perhaps for a bar mitzvah boy, there are hetera. I want to just suggest, I don't know, so maybe again, if you're waiting in this big, large yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and you're the only Baal Korah there, and, you know, you're trying to do the O's, and then you really do the O, perhaps that would also be another example where you don't have to necessarily conform with the tzibur. If you can't conform with the tzibur, and it's going to mess you up, and you're going to keep on trying to remember, is it a tough or a soft or is it an O, you're going to spend your whole time thinking about that and not thinking about the Kriyas HaTorah, perhaps, again, there's more of a heter, because this is not as strong as the Ashkenaz Sfaradi. It's not Nusach Ashkenaz versus Nusach Sfaradi. That, it's a little bit stronger. You should conform to the tzibur. This is just a Havara. So the Havara, there's a little bit more room to play with.